election meddling is wrapped up. And Empire actor Jussie Smollett pleading not guilty to the charges accusing him of lying to police about being attacked in Chicago a few weeks ago. This is Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Rich Thomas Weather. Hi, everybody. Weather changes on the way. For today, breezy and warm. Risk of a shower or thunderstorm somewhere in the area this afternoon. High around 79. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight. Maybe a couple of stronger storms, especially later on tonight. Overnight low 60. Tomorrow, risk of a shower or thunderstorm early, otherwise cooler tomorrow with a high temperature in the middle 60s up to only about 59. A breezy day Saturday. And then into the 30s on Saturday night. First thing Sunday morning for an overnight low. Sunday's high around 64 with mostly sunny skies. A cool weekend forecast. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. State leaders are encouraging you to buy locally sourced food products. They kicked off the Buy Alabama's Best campaign Wednesday. If you would like to buy local, just look for the Buy Alabama's Best logo on packaging. Troy police have arrested a man on robbery charges. 20-year-old Jashawn Lawrence is accused of robbing a person at gunpoint in the 600 block of Wiley Street on Sunday. The victim was not hurt. Authorities say that Lawrence led officers on a short chase before he was taken into custody. He is now in the Pike County Jail on $50,000 bond. And patients from Children's of Alabama got a preview of the SLE Rodeo last night. The Miracle Rodeo has raised over $100,000 for Children's of Alabama over the years. The rodeo kicks off tonight. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey, folks, Dave Ramsey here, creating a stylish, relaxing outdoor retreat for friends and family to enjoy time together can increase the appeal and value of your home. My friends at Southern Homes and Gardens offer many options for outdoor furniture in styles and prices for all budgets. In fact, Southern Homes and Gardens has the largest selection of quality outdoor furniture in the region. I'm talking about handcrafted furniture with rust-free, UV-resistant materials that are durable and timeless designs made to withstand the elements for years. Don't waste your hard-earned money on what's perceived as the lowest price in town, as it will end up costing you more in the long run. Quality outdoor furniture is a smart investment that not only enhances your home's value and curb appeal, but it will give you and your family years of enjoyment. Call 334-387-0440 or southernhomesandgardens.com.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Conversations off air shall remain off air. Especially when Katie Pavlich is involved. All you got is this
moment. Were you a Boy Scout?
21st century. You know, I was for about a week and a half.
Did you have any specialty merit badges? Like, did you specialize in anything? Like archery or canoeing?
Not tying.
Ropes.
Oh, nice. Okay.
No, I was a Boy Scout for like 4 days.
No.
I know I went to one meeting because I remember it. We were blowing ping pong balls across the table. I don't know what we were trying to learn.
But I remember some other kid would be on the other side, and you were trying. It was like hockey, you know. You're trying to blow the ball past them. Yeah, and I remember some kid. He had kind of rank breath. He was the one blowing at me, and I kept thinking, you know, did they not have those little beet pills where you can chew them up and spit them out and see all the red stuff lined up all over his teeth? You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, kind
of. And they teach you to teach your you
what?
Tell me you in public you went to public school, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
They came around and
made sure you brush your teeth?
No.
Those little red pills you chew on?
And that you could literally sandblast your teeth and they would never get that red stuff.
That
would
red
never
stuff would be there
off.
Forever. Yeah.
Yes, way to do that. And the mouthwash.
Yeah.
Just to do the mouthwash.
Yes. But the teacher would come by with a mirror and look in your mouth and tell you where you're not brushing right. Like, hey, you're not hitting the bottom chompers on the back. You need to tighten up.
No, we never did that at Catholic.
Oh, not only that, Miss Rubin came around and smelled us in sixth grade.
Smelled you?
Yeah. She had a fetish.
Came around and smelled us to make sure our deodorant was...
Like she would get near you and... Or she would, like, lift up your arms.
No, like, we had, like, it was a class and she came around and I remember she smelled Brian Parker. He's like, do I need a stronger deodorant?
No, wait a minute, there's Brian Parker hanging around here.
Not that
Brian Parker.
It's Brian Parker from another place. But she came by, she smelled everybody. She came by.
I agree with Jack. She was into it.
Ugh. She may have been. She was a petite little blonde who was like 85. Joey's age. He likes older women.
Yeah, sure.
You know.
Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. New home sales slumping in January despite the drop in prices. You know what that means? It's a good time to buy a house.
Yeah.
Good time to buy a house. If you want to buy a house, now's the chance. $600 billion in Boeing 737 MAX orders at risk
down
of being canceled. You imagine running a company and someone's like, oh, but those $600 billion I was about to pay you? No, thanks. You can keep your planes.
Maybe if the planes went crashing all the time.
$600 billion.
You know a good way to keep your $600 billion in sales?
What?
Not have your planes not nosedive out of the air out of control of the pilot.
That's true.
I'm just saying.
I've got some interesting facts. You guys want this? I love fast facts and numbers next.
Facts. Yeah.
Man. All right, this is where the rubber meets the road. The 20 craziest investing facts. Since 1916, the Dow has made new all-time highs less than 5% of all days. But in that time, it's up over 26,000%.
Well, yeah.
The Dow has compounded at less than 3 basis points a day since 1970. But since then, it's been up more than 3,000%. How about those apples?
Wow.
The Dow has only been positive 52% of all days. 48% of the time, it's negative. The average daily return is 0.73% when it's up and minus 0.76% when it's down. So it seems like you should be down overall. But again, it's up 25,000%.
So you're saying investing's a good idea?
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know. I keep getting these Stansbury emails that say the crash is near.
Yeah, I get those all the time.
Is he the guy that had the only solution to make money during the last big crash?
Right.
He was the only guy who predicted the last downfall.
I predicted it. Every recession since 1909.
Watch this video.
He's 43. Well, his dad was doing it too.
My video is really just a long text scroll, and like it just goes on for 10 minutes.
This is the best fact, and I'm going to end on this one. We'll take some calls. From January 1, 1970, to December 31, 1979, the Dow Jones Industrial Average only gained 38 points.
From 70 to 89?
From 70 to 79.
70, yeah.
In that 10-year period, it gained 38 points.
I believe the term said back then, Jackson, was malaise.
Yes, the great malaise.
And we had stagflation.
Stagflation.
You talk about Jim.
The misery index.
That's right.
Jim. Well, that's because the Dow was only up 38 points in 10 years.
Also because we had a massive Vietnam hangover and everybody was, you know, like, well, you the know. 70s were like, you know, kind of.
And chasing Tricky Dick out of office.
I'm not a crook.
Who's this? You're on the air.
Nobody.
To hell with that guy.
No, I kind of like the stagflation period, I wasn't living, obviously.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Anytime the experts, the real smart people are wrong, it's like, it's impossible to have high inflation and high unemployment at the same time. And then they were proven wrong.
They were proven
completely wrong.
Wrong.
Yeah. Thanks for using us.
I made money in the 70s, but the Dow Industrial Jones average did not.
In 2009, during the crash, U.S. stocks were back to where they were in 1996, 13 years of gains wiped out. And in Japan, they were back down to where they were in 1980. U.S. one-month treasury bills went 68 years with a negative real return.
Well.
Yet ask the Department of Finance in Alabama what they invest in on a daily basis. At the bottom in 2009, long-term U.S. government bonds outperformed the stock market over the previous 40 years. Gold and the Dow Jones Industrial Average were both 800 in 1980. Today, gold is 1,300. The Dow is 26,000. I love these facts. I love these facts. Over the last 20 years, gold is up 340%. Stocks are only up 208%. I love this. Since 1980, gold is up 153%. I'll put all my money in gold. Inflation's up 230%.
Whoops.
230% is inflation since 1980? That's basically my lifetime. I was born a month into 1970. I mean, a month
before. We've had very low interest rates for a long time.
230%? Holy mackerel.
Yeah, it's like one of those things where, like, and they bought this for $9. Today's dollar's $819,000. You know? You're like, what?
Well, that's like they say the richest man in the world who ever lived in the year 2000 BC.
Right.
Today he'd be worth $412 trillion. No, I'm like, you can't run a 3% model back 6,000 years. It doesn't work that way. Warren Buffett, the greatest investor of all time, in the 20 months leading up to the dot-com peak, it lost 45% of its value.
Wow.
NASDAQ 100 gained 225% over the same time period. This is good stuff.
It is.
This is good stuff.
So what you're saying is it's basically all luck.
Yeah. Yeah, the 20th fact. In 1949, this is the last one. 1949, stock market was trading at 6.8 times earnings, earned a 7.5% dividend. 50 years later, it is a high of 30 times earnings and a 1% dividend. So back then, you know what that means? Back then, if you invested in the stock market, you got a little return on your money.
Mm-hmm.
Now they just keep all the money in the rich get richer.
And they use it to buy their way into colleges.
Well, she has to give up her daughter on a yacht to the trustee for a while first, but whatever.
I'm sure it's like he's a father figure.
He saw some promise in her and her friends.
Right.
That Beto O'Rourke is one weird cat.
Goofy.
Look at him moving.
Did you, I did that to set you guys a story. Yeah, he's the candidate for vapid morons.
But I mean, did you see him moving right there on TV?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He always moves like there's something.
Does he always stand with both of his feet right together, too?
See, it's like you could blow him.
He's got to pee.
It's like you could blow on him and he'd fall over. Not that. You know what I mean.
You know what I mean.
It's like you're blowing ping pong balls again.
That's totally different. That was totally different.
Okay, whatever you say.
Guys, this hour of the program brought to you in part by good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919, if you want to get in touch with Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing, 40-plus years in the business. 40-plus years in the business at Cole Plumbing. Also, something you may not know, they have proprietary pipelining technology. When you get in touch with Cole Plumbing, they don't have to dig up your yard usually, or your foundation, or your walls, knock down everything. They can just use that proprietary pipelining technology, and you'll be good to go. Cole Plumbing, call them. Put them on speed dial, 279-8919. So that way you say, hey, Siri, watch this. Call Plumbing, and then boom, they're off to the races. That's how you handle it. Beep, beep. When you have trouble with your ball,
call on Cole.
Jack will never let me get past that line. He just stares at me until I say it. Like a dog watching you eat a roll of sushi.
Local Talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hi, this is Carol Kennedy with Camo Country, and we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for many years, and we appreciate Blue Water Broadcasting helping promote Camo Country.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
With Wow's super fast internet starting at just $39.99 a month, when paired with their most popular TV package for just $45 more per month, I can catch up on last season? Wow. Catch the next season? Wow. Catch all the buzzer beaters? Wow. And catch up with my crew? Whoa. Now that's Wow. Get choice. Get value. Get Wow. Call 1-855-WOW-WAY-2 or visit wowway.com for details. Limited time offer requires 2-year agreement. Auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Prices exclude taxes and fees. New customers only.
Hello, this is Greg Schaefer, owner of AKD Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties. You've probably heard or seen one of the numerous commercials for Custom Ink and Vistaprint proclaiming the services they provide in the custom apparel and promotional product market. Well, did you know that you have a local company that can claim the same expertise and product options with some added benefit? Ordering online from these national companies can be risky. Receiving your order in the wrong color with poor print quality or after your target deadline, we create a nightmare scenario for your business, school, or organization. By calling AKD, you can eliminate those risks and unpleasant surprises and make AKD your local one-stop shop for custom decorated apparel and promotions. So next time, don't press your luck. Call on the local experts at AKD. With two convenient locations, you can reach us at our Montgomery office at 277-8433, our Prattville office at 361-2133, or find us online at goakd.com. That's goakd.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
After 11 o'clock. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman, Dave Mowry.
Yes, sir.
Oh, this is an interesting question by text. If the state has admitted 200-plus deaths due to road conditions and they're responsible for the roads, is the state liable for those deaths? They're admitting they knew about it. Yeah, the answer is that's no.
It's not true.
Sovereign immunity.
It is not true. That is a lying ad saying that 280 people were killed because of bad roads. Yeah. That is so... I mean, BCA ought to be taking the task for that.
Well, it's just not. It's not true. It's incalculable. There's no way they could calculate it even if they wanted to. That's interesting. Yeah, sovereign immunity would not let you... It has its limits, but they have the ability to spend the money where they want to. Tim Melson of Florence said he's in favor of the bill for that Senator Arthur Orr is going to put in there to redirect some of the road money to the ports up in North Alabama, the Port of Florence. Tim Melson wants the money to go to.
Yeah,
he said repairs to its crane are needed, as are road improvements for trucks entering and leaving the port.
Wait, they got one crane?
Yeah, apparently they have a crane. But so now your gas tax money is going to the Port of Florence for a crane.
This won't end.
This is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. This is the worst use of taxpayer resources I've ever heard.
Oh, come on.
Every dollar you give us is going to be spent on roads and bridges. All right, we'll pass it. Fine. Go ahead. All right, I need money for a crane. I need money for inland ports. We got to dredge the Port of Mobile. 280 deaths a year.
Oh, and give a little, throw a little bone to the counties while you're doing it.
They're not going to spend that money on roads, by the way. Our number 272-9228. Who is this?
Gordon.
Gordon, you are on the air, Gordon.
How y'all doing?
Doing well. I'm doing well.
Question about this gas bill.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a continuous thing, or is this thing going to be renewed every year, or is this like this Pelosi deal? Let's pass it and see what's in it.
I guess we're passing it and seeing what's in it, because I didn't know anything about inland ports or cranes or anything like that. But the no, it's not going to be. It's never going to go away. It's going to go up and up and up and up and up, because every 2 years, I think, or every year or two, starting in 2022, it goes up.
Yeah.
This is a very unpopular measure. I anticipate some people will be losing their jobs over this.
I'm afraid so, too, because this thing is going to get out of hand, I'm afraid.
Yeah, well,
I heard that they're really they. I heard that KIV is really being trashed on Facebook for this thing, and I love it.
Oh yeah, I am. I do too. But I don't know. Let's just wait and see. But I really don't think I'm all that better shape. I got another question for you, now,
Gordon. These the trucks, floor is yours.
Look, these trucks have come through. Alabama, is there a law that they got to stop fill up before they go through Alabama?
Why?
Do you know?
No, they can fill up wherever they want. We okay. don't have truck weigh stations though, like some states have.
Uh-huh.
I think they have those.
All right, we don't.
No, we don't. And a lot of states make a lot of money on those weigh stations. $6 a head going through, or $10, whatever it is. Yeah, we don't have weigh stations. They have those mobile ones. There's one on 85, I think. And they take a picture of your tag, and then you roll over a little scale as you go down the road, I think.
Yeah.
But there's no, like, permanent weigh stations that you pay.
There's that one, like, right over the border in Georgia.
Every state has one as soon as you come in, because they don't want you tearing up the roads.
Right.
Yeah. All right, thank y'all.
Appreciate it. Hey, welcome to Alabama, where you can put, like, 200 million pounds of timber on the back of your truck. Have it waving in the wind all down as you drive down.
And
you
had tied up with baling wire.
You have some guy's orange hunting
sock. A couple bungees.
Yeah.
A hunting sock. Like, 8 feet off, like, scraping the ground.
You don't see the flag until it's sitting next to you in the station wagon, right. You know?
Until it's broken your windshield.
I always heard the most dangerous two people on the... in America are a doctor with a pilot's license and a pulpwood truck driver.
That's pretty good.
Let me tell you, I see those pulpwood trucks driving it. I mean, I get the hell out of the way.
Yes.
Yeah, you buy them.
Give them a wide berth.
I mean, because they're overweight. I mean, and if you're a pulpwood truck driver, don't call in and say you're not. I know, wink, wink. I know you're not overweight. This is all a bit, wink, wink. But man.
Well, we know the truck's not.
There's so much wood on those trucks sometimes.
I mean, there's even a song about it, 6 Days on the Road. You know, song. I mean, the guy...
By whom?
By everybody, but Taj Mahal is a good one.
About being a pulpwood truck driver?
Well, it's about being a truck driver, but he says, I'm a little overweight and my logbook's way behind. Like, basically, it's like... Because it's from the 60s, so...
Well, that's like Jim Croce. You know, 95 is the route you were on. It was not the speed limit sign. What's that? Speedball Tucker. Talking about a truck driver taking speedballs all the way out to California. 6 days,
do you blame him?
And my logbook's way behind. I'm taking little white pills, but my eyes are open wide. There's a speed trap ahead, all right. I've been passing everything in sight.
Speedball Tucker is one of the all-time great songs ever recorded. That's not it.
Room.
That's it.
Okay.
40 foot of overload.
Yep.
A lot of people say that I'm crazy. I don't know how to take it slow.
I think the industry was a little less regulated in the 60s, Baron.
I got a rope it up a hill right down. And I stop back to Dallas. Pop a damn West Coast turnaround. Then they call me Speedball. Speedball Tucker. Daryl on the highway.
Why don't we just have a Jim Croce station at Blue Water?
Amen.
We just play it all day. Anyway, this song must have been written about your average Alabama pulpwood driver. 25 minutes after 11. Who's this?
Steve.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, rather than paying for a crane, I would like to see some of the money directed towards Highway 82 between, say, Prattville and Centerville. That's a death trap. It's been a death trap. There's no telling how many people have been killed on that road over the years.
Those are Alabama fans.
Yeah, and we don't count.
Between there and 167 between Troy and Enterprise.
Oh, that's awful.
I hate that road more than you can imagine.
Yeah, that's awful.
But I mean, it's...
You'd think Jimmy Holly could get that fixed.
You'd think. How long has he been there?
100 years.
Oh. Does he have any power?
No.
Oh!
I mean, there's no question that we know just the old average...
citizen where the death traps are in the state.
Highway 43 between Tuscaloosa and Mobile.
Mm-hmm.
Interstate 85 between mile marker 15 and 25.
Yeah. You said 82
going towards Tuscaloosa. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 167 between Troy and Enterprise.
Yeah, I mean, there's some really nasty roads out there that could use a good widening.
Well, we'll all be dead and buried, and we'll be somewhere before they finish 82.
You standing in a wind tunnel, bro?
Huh?
You standing in a wind tunnel?
Yeah, man, I'm outside with the dogs.
We can't tell.
Yeah.
Y'all have a good day.
Right. Thanks, bud.
Thanks, Steve.
You know,
could use a windscreen on that microphone there, Dave.
Really improving the quality of your call. Thanks.
I like old Steve.
I know. I am kind of baffled by that. The 167 thing, I understand, because like there's specific people that use that road, and it's not necessarily like, you know, it's not a major, you know, commercial highway or whatever, but the 82 thing, you would think that enough people that live here, that whose kids go to school in Alabama, who, you know, they go to games, you think that we'd have enough political capital in the town
I've never understood?
To be able to get that fixed.
You can go 65 to 59 and it's just as fast.
Right.
And you're on the interstate the whole way.
So
it's not as likely to back up. You're not as likely to get behind a pulpwood truck carrying 4 tons of or 40 tons of pulpwood.
Or from Auburn, I'd go up 231, hit 40 or 59.
From Auburn?
Yeah. That was
to Tuscaloosa?
Route.
Really?
Yeah.
I would have just gone 85, 65, 59. You mean 280?
280.
Yeah, 280. Excuse me.
Okay. So 231 ain't going to take you where you need to go.
Yeah, I've been living in Montgomery too long.
Yeah, 231 will take you to Aniston. Yeah.
Aniston.
Ain't nothing good in Aniston. Well, you can get a free hotel in Aniston. The city gives them away to legislators.
It was a dollar.
Oh, my bad. He paid a dollar.
You would think, though, Dave.
I don't know that 231 still goes to Aniston.
Where does it stop?
Well, I think 21...
It goes to Sylacauga, doesn't it?
Yeah, it actually goes to Talladega. And then, I don't know, because my aunt and uncle lived in Aniston. We used to go up
to... goes to Gadsden.
Yeah.
Same thing.
No, it's not.
No, it doesn't. It goes to Aniana. It actually takes a left. It
same
goes through
thing.
Asheville. Donnie, you're right. It doesn't go to Aniston.
It used to, but they diverted it.
I drove 231 to Aniston one time, didn't I?
It must have been a long time ago.
15 years, probably.
Well?
I think so.
But I think 21 takes you to Aniston. I don't know
why you would want to go to Aniston.
You see my aunt and uncle who are dead, so I don't go up there anymore. Go see Del Marsh. Tell him how dumb the gas tax was.
Stay in his $1 hotel. I wish I had a hotel for a dollar. That's the only reason I want to run for the legislature. I want all the...
That's a deal once you become seated?
Yes, you start getting stuff.
Really?
Wow.
Service is good.
Do you know where Jim Croce is buried?
Philadelphia?
Anderson.
Near... Pennsylvania, yeah. You know how he died?
Plane crash.
What happened?
Nacogdoches, Texas. They did not get up high enough. They hit a tree.
Hit a pecan tree.
Yeah. We'll be back.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Mr. Sandman. Time is running out on Mr. Sandman's amazing mattress and bedroom furniture liquidation sale. All 2018 model Serta, Restonic, and other mattresses must be sold this month. Bedroom suits as well as many odd chests, nightstands, and dressers gotta go. My warehouse lease is up and I have to downsize. A large group of bedroom mirrors are $15 to $35. A couple of cream-finished china cabinets for $200. Special groups of nice queen mattresses from $249, kings from $299. King mattresses with head-up adjustable bases from $599. Premium adjustable bases with dual massage, programmable positions, and underbed lighting from $699. Folks, Mr. Salmon has been voted Central Alabama's best mattress store for 2 decades. Visit both locations on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen and our huge store on Highway 14 in Millbrook across from the Dollar General. Open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Weather changes on the way. For today, breezy and warm. Risk of a shower or thunderstorm somewhere in the area this afternoon. High around 79. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight. Maybe a couple of stronger storms, especially later on tonight. Overnight low 60. Tomorrow, risk of a shower or thunderstorm early. Otherwise, cooler tomorrow with a high temperature in the middle 60s up to only about 59. A breezy day Saturday. And then into the 30s on Saturday night. First thing Sunday morning for an overnight low. Sunday's high around 64 with mostly sunny skies. A cool weekend forecast. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Welcome back in, 33 minutes after 11 o'clock. I have Jack Campbell here, as he is daily, from 9 to noon. Joey Clark has joined us. Dave Mowry has joined us.
Oh, you're going to need more niacin than this.
Well, I've got a five-hour energy later.
All right, I'm going to get you on my niacin pills.
I'm also thinking of turmeric.
Oh, I take turmeric, too.
Yeah,
I take
twice a day. Inflammation.
Yeah, inflammation, right. Mm-hmm. I take 1.8 grams a day, 900 milligrams a day.
Does the turmeric ever counteract the niacin?
No, it does not. They complement each other.
See how you would ask them.
Yeah.
When you got to, you know.
Can I ask something about local?
You don't use the restroom as much when you take niacin and turmeric.
Okay. But I need to ask something about local politics because I'm still a bit of a neophyte.
Well, hold on. I got to tell
number
everybody.
Number one or number two?
Number one. Yeah, you wake up in the middle of the night, you're driving, you got to stop and go. You don't go as much. I do need to tell everybody about my friends over at Cornerstone Managing General Agency. And I want everybody to stay tuned because we're bringing on a new sponsor at the end of the segment. But I want to tell everybody about my friend Cornerstone Managing General Agency. My friend Greg over there does a fantastic job of saving people money. How do I know? Because you people in the audience have sent me Facebook messages, text messages, called me, and told me how much money your business has saved by picking up the phone and calling 356-1502. It's incredible. 356-1502. 356-1502. Call Greg Wren. Call Cornerstone Managing General Agency. But bam, 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 I'm at work right now. I don't have time. Call later. Or just check out their website, CornerstoneMGA.com. CornerstoneMGA.com. They come in, they examine your employee benefits packages and see if they can save you money. Most of the time they can. 356-1502. My friend Greg Grant over at Cornerstone MGA. All right, go ahead.
So, question about local politics. Whenever, especially the mayor comes on these airways, a lot of people call about roads. And, I mean, we'll talk about the police department and crime every once in a while. Maybe some development areas. But even going back to, like, Bobby Bright days, Emory Fulmer days, Emory Fulmer will always be the mayor in my mind because that was the mayor for everyone when I was a kid. But I can't remember back then whether or not Emory, Bobby, or Todd has ever told the citizens of Montgomery what to put in their toilets. Has that ever happened?
I don't recall it, no.
I think one time Todd may have said you're full of... And so he might have indicated you need to...
Talking about education?
Use the toilet, yeah. I think he said, shut the... You're full of... I think is what he said.
Well,
something along those lines.
At a break, I take it.
No. This was on camera, I believe.
No, but I bring it up because the mayor of New York, de Blasio, the mayor's office, put out a tweet, like, people of New York only put poop, P pee, and there are emojis next to each word.
No way.
Yeah. Poop, pee, vomit, or toilet paper in your toilets. All the other stuff you're putting in there are creating these things called fatbergs. And it's clogging up our sewers.
Why did you go into Donald Trump's voice when you said fatberg?
I know. It's just the word demands it.
Fatbergs.
Fatberg.
The fatbergs.
Wrong.
We have the biggest fatbergs in New York. The huge.
Wrong.
They're absolutely amazing fatbergs.
So much
I have found a way to monetize them, break them down, get them through the system.
We do not have any fatbergs under any Trump building in New York or anywhere else. London, Chicago.
We have fatbergs.
There's not one in Moscow. I've been dealing with the Russians.
We don't even have a building there, but there are no fatbergs.
There was no collusion to get them.
But they don't even use toilets in good old mother Russia.
In the motherland. Who is this? You're on the air.
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
Randall.
I don't tell you, they do, on the 18-wheelers, so they do have a Roman scale set up. I mean, it's kind of, you said that.
They use Roman numerals?
Yeah, no, they stand up everywhere. You never know where they're going to be at.
You got a Roman nose. It's Roman all over your face.
Yes, all over your face. Hey, and international paper. I mean, seriously, like, if they're coming in overloaded, they will turn, they do turn back. They go after the paper company now. If it's on the ticket that they overloaded, they can't take it. I mean, they get in trouble at, like on the other end. I mean, it ain't they don't play no jokes about that mess no more. I mean, a lot of people.
I'm still bitter with IP because every now and then it smells like a wet mangy dog in Montgomery.
Oh yeah,
when the humidity's just right and the wind's coming just out of the northwest and the cloud cover's low, it smells like a wet mangy dog.
Reminds me of my childhood.
Right.
You know, reminds me of mine too, but it was because we lived in near Tacoma.
Oh.
And Tacoma smells like
a wet mangy dog.
Tuscaloosa when I was in school.
Yeah, it smells like a paper pulp plant.
Mm-hmm. And on
it
Sunday
still
night
smells like that.
Sunday nights was that terrible because the rumor was they were cleaning the chimneys and it stunk to high heaven.
I'm clean, yeah.
Easy.
All right, thanks for your call. Or do you have more? I mean, I'm not running you off.
Oh, no. I'm tell you the truth. I'm sitting trying to think of the reason why I called. I mean, I was going to tell you about that, but that ain't the reason I called.
Some Ginkgo Balboa, Bilboa.
Randall, I want you to buy a pen and paper. You know, we can really solve this problem.
I mean, you know, I got notebooks at the yin yang, and that's the whole point. A year ago was supposedly, you know what I mean? I post stuff away from the pen and paper and try to pen. It's just like going back to school, it's if you're talking to a therapist. I mean, I'm still trying to learn how to. I got a scar on my memory lobe where they pulled me out when I was a baby with the little claws. That'll kind of cut to a lot of chase, but that's one of my little things. That's one of my little problems. I got a scar up there. And we were supposed to go away from the notebooks. I did do notebooks and supposed to move away from it and start like putting names. You know, just like kids do when they're 5 years old, try to remember something that reminds you of that word or that what you call them about. And sometimes it works, sometimes it don't. Sometimes I got to sound like, you know, that I smoke dope 5 times a day.
I'm going to use that, even though it's your experience and not mine. I'm going to steal it and use it for my own. Next time I forget something, I'm going to say, the doctor pulled me out with a claw.
That's Dr. Larry Ingram right here in Montgomery. He's the one that found out where it. Yeah, well, you know them little things they pull you out with when you were a baby.
Forceps.
Oh, forceps. Yeah. Right. I didn't know what the hell he was talking about. I thought Freddy Krueger was in there grabbing him.
You know, I was a big
Wolverine,
boy.
Wolverine, you know? I have no doubt you were a big boy. I've seen how heavy your quilt is.
And so they might have, you know, clamped down and, like, pushed him. I don't know, man. It is what it is, and I got to live with it. So.
You were a big boy?
Hey, that's what they said. Ass 84.
Is that why you have a cone head?
Oh, head joy.
See, no, it's slight, but that's why you wear the hat all the time.
You done told it now. Oh, that head. Okay, my bad.
Hey, Rand, I got to run. I got to read something. I cannot wait for the 2020 Democratic primary. Donald Trump was asked this morning his thoughts on Beto O'Rourke entering the...
Yeah.
Have you heard it?
I have.
I saw it on Fox, yeah.
They asked him while he's sitting there with the Irish prime minister. He's got clovers in his pocket square area there. He's got a mint green shirt with a green tie. And they asked him about his thoughts on it. He says he has a lot of hand movement. Is he crazy or is that just the way he acts? I've never seen such hand movement. I watched him a little while this morning doing, I assume, some kind of news conference. I've never actually seen anything like it. Study it. I'm sure you'll agree.
Study it.
That is the greatest thing ever, because that's the first thing I noticed when they showed up.
Yeah. Well, we have the volume turned down here on Fox News,
yeah.
And he was in flailing his arms like
it's like he's electrically shocked or something. He's charged. Who is it? Bud, you're on the air.
Good morning, gentlemen. Talking about international paper and overweight trucks and such like that, you know, now that I drive for for a living, and I've had an amazing wake-up call. The driver is responsible for overweight vehicles. If that international paper truck gets pulled over and he's overweight, international paper does not pay the fine. The actual truck driver pays the fine. And here's what's sad. You can be legal in Alabama and illegal in Florida. And the reason I found that out was I hit a $100 fine because I picked up a load in Brundage, balanced everything out, is fine. As soon as I went across the state line, I was illegal. Go to a weight station. Here, sign this, Mr. Epps. The truck driver, I have gone to a DC to pick up an order for Walmart of water. You can only get X number of pallets of water on a pallet, and you put in a whole lot less. Well, again, they purchase enough to where you're illegal, and so you have to refuse the entire load because they're not going to take two pallets off to make you legal. Walmart doesn't care because they just want it shipped, and if it's overweight, it's not their responsibility. The company I work for doesn't care because they just want to charge Walmart for that price. So I have the choice of either refusing the entire load and not getting paid for the day, or taking a chance driving down back roads trying to miss the weigh stations in order to get it back to the distribution center.
Interesting.
It's a win-win for the shipper. It's a win-win for the company that's doing the purchasing, but it's a lose-lose for the driver.
I think that's fair, but I appreciate your insight. It's an excellent addition to the program there. I've got a message from my mother.
Okay.
Who is probably our most loyal listener.
She does listen.
Well, no, we have one more loyal listener than that. Someone who listens to every second of award-winning radio. Can't get Randall. Enough of it. Huh?
Randall?
No, Randall misses a show here and there. Our biggest opponent, our biggest enemy, is our best listener.
Right.
Oh. I just hope he gets a ratings book. That's guaranteed 3 hours, 5 days a week. The doctor did actually pull you out with a claw. This is my mother to me. I got pulled out with a claw. I didn't know about that. He had to use forceps to get your head out. So now you know when people say I got a big head.
Look at the big brain on Baron.
It ain't about the, you know, hey. She said I had forceps marks on top of my forehead and on top of my head.
I was going to say, don't think you're going to go bald later in life. That would not be a good look.
I've shaved my head before.
So you're comfortable with the dimples being shown to all the world?
I've got a good-looking bald head. I think bald men are distinguished.
Well, fair enough.
Like Montel?
Rod Scott?
Like Montel!
Imagine what Montel would look like with hair. You wouldn't watch him.
Harvey.
Steve Harvey.
Steve Harvey, same thing. He'd look ridiculous with hair, with that beautiful broom mustache he has. He has to put Kiwi shoe polish on it twice a day to keep it that black.
He's funny.
He's so funny. But if he wasn't, I'm not just talking about Montel and Steve Harvey. They're distinguished looking white people, too. Who'd you say, Rick Watt?
Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis. If Bruce Willis had hair, he'd look ridiculous.
Ed Harris.
Yeah.
Famous bald people. Rick Scott.
Well, I'm sure you've seen the Photoshop job on Trump. Where they
Rick
have
Scott
bald.
Does not look good, okay?
Yeah, Rick
in
Scott.
Any picture. You're bringing up Skeletor over here.
Yeah, James Carville's kind of the same way, too.
Also, I think every, like, probably 9 out of 10 men in America at our ages would kill to have heads of hair like everybody in this room.
That's what I'm talking about. Gary G.
How are you?
Doing well, Gary. You got a nice head of hair.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah, good looking hair.
Yeah, I had a friend of mine had cancer, and I shaved it off for him, and it grew back.
Well, good.
Well, let me put my little 2 cents on this truck driving deal.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of them are overweight, but every truck driver you see will just about use his turn signal every time.
What does that mean?
Just saying, at least they use turn signals. I agree with you.
I'm driving a truck right now.
And, I use turn signals on occasion.
90%.
90%.
I'd say I use 98%.
Are you a good turn signal?
Yeah, you are.
I am.
Even when you
My old man used to say, when they sell a car in Montgomery, they don't need to put blinkers on them because these some bitches don't ever use them.
He's right.
Well, it's not just the overweight part that we need to discuss. It's the being in compliance. You know, there's so many, like the footporters you were saying, are out of compliance with tires, mud flaps, simple things that we take for granted. If a rock flares up off of the road and hits your windshield, causes you to crash, that's a compliance with the fella in front. I don't know how that gets off, but yeah, that's a pet peeve of mine. All truckers aren't bad people.
We weren't saying
that. We got bad attitudes.
No, but all bad people are truckers.
We got bad attitudes sometimes, but...
I hope we didn't even imply that. I've driven a lot. I've driven all over this entire country. And yeah, for the most part, truckers are your friends and good drivers, and they do a vital service to our economy.
I love truckers. I want to be a trucker. I just like giving them a hard time.
Correct.
Because I know how many of them listen to this program.
Right.
Because every time we bring up truckers, we get nonstop
calls. Hey now.
From truckers. Good call, Gary. Guys, I am so excited to announce this. I hope everybody's paying close attention. Cat House Marine is having a huge, what's what Donald Trump would say, a huge new and used boat sale this Friday and Saturday. Your buddy Steve at Cat House is slashing prices on these boats. If you've not been there, go. Every new and used boat on the lot will be specially priced to sale. They offer a full line of express, fully equipped bass boats. They've got center console boats, crappy boats. Not crappy with a Y, crappy with an IE. They're good crappy boats. Duck boats, luxury pontoon boats. They aren't in the junk business, okay? This is not a junky place. They're great, top-of-the-line stuff. They'll only sell you the best. They're at the corner of Cobbs Ford Road and Main Street in Millbrook. Their phone number, if you want to write it down, ask any questions, 517-6500. But that sale starts tomorrow, so make your plans now to get there tomorrow. They're the only Yamaha loose engine dealer in the area. Other dealers will sell you a Yamaha boat with the engine, but you just can't get the engine by itself. Well, you can at Cat House Marine. You want to get your boat serviced for the summer? Call Steve. Call Steve. Call those friendly ladies at the Cat House, Dee Dee and Courtney. Set up that appointment for same-day service. They got boat and RV storage, state-of-the-art in-house equipment to diagnose problems you may have. The shop is huge, by the way. They can do about 20 boats at a time.
Huge.
Absolutely fantastic. Cat House Marine. Get by there when you get a chance. Millbrook, Main Street, and Cobbs Ford Road right there in Millbrook. Cat House Marine. Get by there.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
The greatest show on dirt is back. Extreme freestyle bullfights every night at the 62nd annual SLE Rodeo. For ticket and event information, visit slerodeo.com or call 1-888-2-RODEO-2. Don't miss it. Family fun for all ages.
Hey, kids.
Hi.
Mom, seriously, thank you for taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
I had help. Here it is.
Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715.
Call Callant. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring their own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Hi, folks. This is Rusty. If you've got your mind on your money and your money on your mind, you'll love the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Andrew Weissman may be leading the special counsel's office.
I saw that. He's a bad actor.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Bad actor, sir.
What, like he stars in Harvey Korman films or something?
He's a bad actor. He's in B-rated movies.
The B-movie actor.
He starred in Anaconda with Ice Cube.
Bad actor. Look for yourself.
His snakes out there is big. I used to love that. Just that. It,
that one.
Not
huh?
There are. It's snakes out there. It's big. That movie's terrible.
Andrew Weissman, bad actor. Bad enough to star next to Ice Cube and Anaconda. We'll take your phone calls at 272-9228. My man, Bo Goodson over at the Goodson Group, 551-0225. He's the name of real estate right here in the River Region. You guys want your house sold? 551-0225. Ask for Bo Goodson. You want your house leased? 551-0225. Ask for Bo Goodson. You want to buy a house? 551-0225. Ask for Bo Goodson. Bo Goodson Real Estate, the Goodson Group. I have a friend who took the real estate examination after the last Bo Goodson class. I had no doubt she would pass. She's brilliant. But you know what? A lot of other people do, too. So if you're brilliant, or maybe not so brilliant, take the Bo Goodson class, and you'll have a great shot at passing the real estate exam. Great career awaits ahead of you. The Goodson Group, 551-0225. The Goodson Group. .com. Jenny.
Yes.
You're on the air with Jack Campbell, Joey Clark, Dave Mowry, and Baron Coleman. This is a fivesome.
Oh, my goodness. How many of you are bald?
None.
A lot of hair in this studio.
Oh, my goodness. My dad, from the time I was born, had no hair or very little on top. And I mean it. All five of us kids never knew my dad with hair.
You know, I have friends at my age that are completely bald and go ahead and shave it off, and then I'll catch a picture of them when they were younger, when I knew them, when they had hair, and I almost don't recognize them because they become so, like I said, it's a distinguished look. It stands out. And so they sort of rise above their status, in my opinion, bald people do. And when you finally go back and see them with hair, you're like, hey, they're just boring. Just a boring guy.
How old was your dad when he was completely bald?
I would say probably in his late 20s.
Wow.
Early 30s. My son, I have three brothers, and they were all balding in their 20s, 30s. But my son started losing his hair like right out of high school.
I went to high school with a kid that had male pattern baldness. I'm not going to say his name in case he or anyone else has moved down here and is listening. But he had... like the cul-de-sac look going on when he was 18 years old.
Yeah.
But the thing about it is I like bald men.
Well,
that's how
I can shave my head, Jenny.
The thing about it is, too, is that when I was in my late 20s, my friends thought my dad was sexy.
Woo! Oh,
I
my.
Bet they did.
How'd that make you feel?
I was like, well, I guess he's my dad.
Well, he may have been a stone cold fox. You don't know that.
There's another one.
Hey, Jenny, did your dad cave in to temptation?
No.
Okay. Not that you know.
Nope.
I'm not saying your dad did anything.
We're not casting any aspersions on anyone's dad.
No, By the time my friends were saying that, he was like in his late 50s.
Well,
you know, he was like, him and mom were like doing their "I'm almost retired" thing.
Oh, right. Some people age themselves with that attitude.
You know, they were.
Jenny, I appreciate the call. You can be 55 and be like hip and happening and out there playing tennis and.
Yeah, tennis. And that's hip and happening.
Golf. I'm just saying you can get active, right?
Stay active, you know?
Right. Or you can be 55 and condemned to die in your bedroom.
Levy.
I think the ladies are also.
I'm dying over here.
I can't drive after dark, Sonny.
I've heard the ladies are also big fans of the Friar Tuck look. Like, you can do the complete shave bald head or just the bald
just
patch
the bald
right
in the
center. Yeah. Oh, it plays.
Yeah.
Like a soul patch on your head?
Exactly.
That sounds awful, Jerry.
Yeah. It plays.
I listened to that call, and I like Jenny, and I'm glad she called. We have a very diverse audience, by the way.
Well, we get on a subject, and folks react.
But no, I just listened to that call, and I think that could have gone terribly
awry.
Could have gone a lot differently. She called in and said, Jenny, you bald. Well, Jenny, it could have gotten, could have gotten way off track. My friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen never get off track. Start with the cheese bread. That's my advice. Start with the cheese bread and move into maybe get one of those sandwiches. Maybe a big dinner salad. Dave, you're big on the big dinner salad.
I am.
Jack likes the sandwiches. He's getting sandwiches all the time in there. I myself am big into the pasta dishes. I like the spaghetti and meatballs, the mushroom ravioli, the shrimp a la mode, or the non-pasta dishes that sound like pasta dishes because other people don't know how to make this stuff, like the eggplant parmesan. Oh, so good. It's so good. Midtown Pizza Kitchen has all your Italian favorites. You can finish it all off with a triple chocolate brownie and ice cream, a cannoli. No shortage of good stuff at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. And the cater. If you cater a lasagna to your party, I did this one time. I had them cater a lasagna, some of that roasted red pepper dip, some of the hummus and whatever that is.
Yeah, I like that stuff.
Yeah, I had them cater that. I got something else. Oh, and a salad, I think. Maybe they brought a salad. The price was right. The food was incredible. Everybody was impressed. It was just fantastic.
They said, Baron, where'd you get this?
I said, Midtown Pizza Kitchen.
Where else?
They said, where's Midtown Pizza Kitchen? I said, well, there's actually two locations, High Point Shopping Center in Prattville. There's other place location in Midtown Montgomery. Kind of going to a fake New York accent.
Everyone was a winner that day, my friends.
Anything coming up on the Joey Clark Radio Hour tonight?
Not really. No major
plans. No reason to tune in?
I don't see where the news goes.
Oh.
But in a couple weeks,
You're fluid.
In a couple of weeks, Joey and I are going to dissect some Zappa albums.
Yeah, absolutely.
Zappa has been banned from News and Views.
Well, not the Joey Clark Hour.
Yeah, but you're the one who thinks the Beatles aren't that great. So.
I didn't say that. The Beatles are fantastic, but they're overrated.
Who's the best Beatle?
Ringo.
I rest my case.
No, the Beatles are a fine band. They're overrated. Mm-hmm. Everybody automatically assumes they're the number
Ringo
one.
Ringo Starr in his All-Star Band?
Underrated.
I'm just saying.
Is that the name of his backing quora?
Oh, yeah. Well, he has this big tour, too, that he does with them, and it's like us rotating.
He's still alive.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Of course, he's the best big.
I'm actually thinking I'm going to talk about male pattern baldness tonight.
You might as well.
Yeah, keep it going.
Too bad Gayla's not alive still. She could talk about it.
Did she wear a wig?
No, but it was just bad hair.
It was ratty. I'm going to say, if she bought a wig, she needs to get her money back. All right. 272-9228 if you want to call and ruin Dan Morris's first segment because he's up next. Joey Clark, Dan Morris on the other side of the bin. Dave, thanks for coming. You going to join me tomorrow if you can?
Yeah, I'm about 80% in.
Jack, I'll see you in 69 hours. No, 91 hours. I'll see you
93
sometime.
93 hours.
Now, whenever it is, I'll see you someday.
See you on the other side.